Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm your host Kay, and you are here again with Taylor. Taylor. We'll do housekeeping first as always, or as I always try to do. So I guess, Taylor, do you want to drop yours?
My Instagram is underscore underscore TAYY11 underscore underscore. And then also, I have exciting news. I am now a brand ambassador for the company Stay Another Day, which is a mental health like awareness clothing brand. They're kind of like goals are like ending the stigma towards like mental health and just like letting people know that like the world needs you, like the world wants you to stay another day, which is kind of what their whole brand is based off of. They promote like the 988, the new suicide hotline a lot, and the crisis lifeline. And yeah, so I am a brand ambassador for them, and I have a code. So if you ever want to pop onto their website, which is just Stay Another Day, and you want to buy any of their clothing or anything, my code is TAYY11. And you get 10% off of any of their clothing.
We love. So that's exciting. When did this happen?
Just kind of like in the past few days, like it was kind of just like oh, okay, I'm doing this type of thing.
Yeah, that's exciting. Did they reach out to you? Did you apply?
It was kind of like I was just looking around for stuff, and in the past, because I do like tend to on my Instagram, I promote a lot of like different mental health stuff. Like I have like been on their website and stuff, and just like looking at their things, it was kind of like oh, do you want to promote this type of thing? And yeah, but they.
I've seen Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say they have a lot of really like cute stuff,
I was gonna
and.
say,
Yeah.
yeah, I've seen their stuff on my Explore page and their ads and stuff, and they are really cute things. I might have to pop on there. That's super exciting though. I guess if you're not in the Facebook group, go join that. We have a girls' Facebook group. It's really, I'd say it's more beneficial. Anyone, well, any girls can join, but anyone is welcome in there. But the Minnesota girlies, it's probably more beneficial because that group we host a lot of events and stuff. But if you get enough people from your area in there, go ahead and create events in your area that more of your local girls will go to. Let's just spread it out. We do have an event coming up on Saturday, so hop on in there if you want to be a part of that. I will not drop the details on here though, because that kind of defeats the purpose. And then there is a Snapchat group for the girls too. And that one is girls, no wait. The Facebook group is Girls Lifting Plates. I don't think I even said that. You look it up on Facebook. You have to request to join, but me or Kat will let you in right away. And then we do have a Snapchat group as well, so you can go add me on Snapchat. You can, if you have Taylor or Sid or Kat on Snapchat already and you want to be added into there, or you know some girls who are already in there, ask whoever to throw you in and they will. But I'll drop my Snap so you can add me on there, and I think I have a public account, so you can just message me. And this again is only for the girls, sorry. So that one is KAYC dash FTNS. And it's KAYC dash FTNS. And then, of course, you can go follow my personals, which are k.ann.fitness on both TikTok and Instagram. And make sure you're following the Instagram for the podcast, Girls on the Move podcast, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Girls on the Move podcast. There's a lot to get through, but we did. Oh, and I haven't promoted this for a while, but if you don't know, I am a Bucked Up ambassador as well. So if you use my code for that, you can get 20% off at the checkout. They have a lot of supplements. That's where I get my creatine. They do have apparel as well. I think my let me just double check my code really quick. I should know this, but
I
I
think it's
is
KN1, isn't
it would be really bad if you knew and I didn't.
it? I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
How do you look? Oh yeah, it's KAYANN1. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
That's
But
fine.
yeah. So go shop around on Stay Another Day, go shop around on Bucked Up, get your happy clothing and some happy supplements.
We love that.
It's a good combo. Yeah. So yeah, those are all the things. Shall we get into our segments?
Sure.
Okay. I gotta pull up my notes. So first one, we've got announcements. I guess we already did our announcements. Taylor is now a ambassador. Do you have a food of the week, Taylor?
Yeah. So on Saturday, my dad put together like this big like bird hunting thing for all of like my uncles and like all of our cousins and stuff. And after we were done, we went to our shack and our whole family came, which is like a lot of people if you know my family. And my aunt made her rice pilaf and it's literally the best thing ever. And like literally all I ate was that. Like there was food upon food upon food there, and all I ate was her rice pilaf.
We love. I guess mine was, well, my mom stopped in for my lunch break at work today and she brought me Chipotle. And I know Chipotle is kind of boring, but to me, it just hit the spot perfectly today. I was craving it and it just fed those cravings right on up. It's pretty good. Yeah, that was my food of the week. Also, because I can't really think about what I ate the rest of the week. I have no idea. I could tell
That's okay.
you. Yeah. Do you have a high?
Yeah, like honestly, my week was pretty good in general.
Nice.
But I have been helping out at the library for one of the elementary schools that are around here. With my cousin who I also work for, so I'm kind of like I'm her personal care assistant. So she has a developmental disorder called Apert syndrome, and it makes it kind of harder for her to like reach things and like do a lot of like physical things. So I'm her personal care assistant, and I kind of just like go with their places, like help her out, like that type of stuff. So we are both volunteering at a library for this elementary school, and it's just like really fun to just like be there and like to see all the kids, and I don't know, I just like it because like I always was kind of like, should I be a teacher? Should I not be a teacher? Which like now I'm happy with like what I'm doing, but it also gives me that little sense of the library is like my own little classroom right now,
Yeah.
so it's fun.
Yeah, it's given you a teaching itch.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun though. I guess, well, if you didn't listen a few episodes back, I don't know how many, but I had my family on for to talk about their marathon training, and I did not run a marathon, but three of my family members did. My brother-in-law did, so I guess four of my family members, and then three of my friends ran it, and that happened on Sunday, so 2 days ago. And me and my dad went to kind of like just cheer on and support and stuff, and it was just like super exciting, and it was such like fun energy with the crowd and stuff. It was the Twin Cities Marathon, which is a Boston qualifier, so there were some crazy athletes. I think first place the guy finished. So for those of you who don't know, a marathon is 26.2 miles, which is hella miles. I don't even drive that far, like ever. But the first place guy finished in 1 hour and 49 minutes. So he was going at like a 4:55 pace. I was like, I can't even sprint that fast, and you ran 26 miles that fast. It was crazy. And then the woman's first place, I think, was like 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is insane, but it was really cool. And I won't go into like how my family did, because they are gonna come on another episode, and I want them to be able to kind of share their experience with you and their times if they want to share that and stuff. But it was definitely a highlight. It was fun to see all their hard work really pay off for them, and yeah, it was just a good experience. I interrupting the topics or the segments. Creatine is not a dehydrant, right?
No.
Okay, because when I first started going on creatine, I went to GNC, and this little high school boy said, "Hey, make sure you're drinking so much water because this is a dehydrant." And I think I've said on the episode in the earlier ep or on the podcast in earlier episodes that it is a dehydrant. I want to clear the slate. It is not. I learned that when I was doing way more intensive research on it. And I think
We covered it on the creatine
we
episode. Yeah.
discussed this. I just wanted to make sure my facts were straight, because I have a friend asking about it and stuff, and I'm like, no, it's not a, like it isn't a dehydrant, but then I'm double guessing myself because I've heard it both ways, but it's not. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Do you have a lift of the week?
Yeah, the one that I just did 20 minutes
Ooh,
ago.
we love. What was it?
It was a 40-minute ab workout.
Shut up right now.
I'm not kidding.
That's an instant no for me. Instant.
Was just 40 minutes of abs.
You're not going to be able to move tomorrow.
Oh no, I know, but it was actually like really good, and it was like something different that like she doesn't do a lot in her programs. So, yeah, and it was like standing abs, like laying down abs, like knees, planks, like all kinds of just like different like ab stuff. And she's like, I want you to learn all of the different ways that like your abs like are utilized in your body. And she's like, so she's just kind of like going through like all these different types of things. And she's like, and like this then affects this lift that you do, and this way that your ab works affects this lift that you do. So it's kind of just like a connecting all the pieces type of thing. And honestly, like it was fun. Like I liked it. It was rough for a little bit because I was like, oh my gosh, my entire stomach is burning right now. But it was good.
I could simply never. I do 2 hour workouts a day with my lifts, and that is well enough for me. That's it.
I think it was 18 exercises. Yeah.
Yeah, I do 2 for 3 sets each.
Think it was six circuits or six sets, and it was three exercises in each set, and then you did each exercise twice for 45 seconds.
No thanks. No, that's a no for me. Whew. Mine was, so I think I said on the other episode, last episode, I changed up my split. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember. Taylor has confirmed it's been said. But I'm doing PLPL, which is push legs, pull legs, 2 leg days. One is quad and glutes, other is hammy and glutes. My lift of the week was actually my quad and glute because it was just so intense, and it just like it felt like it gave me like a burst of like, okay, this is what I feel my legs should, like the amount of work I should be exerting into my leg days. I'm just looking it up really quick because I think I can find it for you. But it was like crazy. It felt so good though. Oh my God, I didn't even end yesterday's workout. It was a long ass workout. Where was it? Okay, so I did 3 sets of squat just 'cause death. All right. 3 sets of Bulgarians, 3 sets of heel elevated cable squats, 3 sets of dumbbell sumo squat, 3 sets of calf raises. Then I went outside because my gym is small as fuck, and I did burnout lunges. And so I just pretty much did lunges until I literally like could not move anymore. I just like collapsed. I was like, nope. So I got to 113 lunges, and I was, oh my God, I literally was like pulling myself up the stairs by the railing. Oh my gosh, but it felt so good. I was like, this is how I should feel after a leg day, I feel like. And not to gauge a workout by, that, like, I was like, wow, I really did the damn thing today. It felt
Yeah, that's a
good.
no for me.
It felt good though, like, and then I had my glute and quad day 2 days after that. Or no, glute and hammy day. But it was okay because it was such different like groups that I was working. So it felt okay. But yeah, it felt good. I was like, holy shit, it's tree trunk season. That's what's happening. It is time to see some ass. Not literally, but like through clothing. Hey, I wanted to ask you, was that all the segments?
Hot take.
This is kind of a hot take.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you what you think.
Okay.
So I was listening to the Mind Pump episode that came out, I
Yeah.
think it was yesterday. And did you listen or no? Okay. Sal DiStefano, and I always say if Sal says it, you do it, right? He says the most efficient lifting style to build muscle quickly is 3 lifts a week, full body each day. And the 5 work lifts that you should be doing in those 3 lifts is squat, bench, deadlift, row, and shoulder press or an overhead press form. And I thought that was interesting. I'm not sure really if he was going on like if this is like if you don't have time to work out every day, but he said 90% of people are going to like see more muscle growth and more progress quickly if you do it that way. But that's interesting because I don't think they do that. So I'm kind of wondering if that's just kind of like suggested for people who aren't able to get to the gym every day, if it's just like kind of like the best way to do it if you have like, I don't want to say like an average lifestyle, but kind of more an average lifestyle. Like I would say I have an average lifestyle, Like you work the 9 to 5, you work,
I
What do you
think it
think?
depends on number one, what your goals are, and number two, like where you are in your fitness journey.
That's
Because
fair.
if I'm being completely honest, you doing only 3 lifts a week, full body, I don't think that you're going to gain muscle the way that you want to because of how long you have been lifting, how developed certain parts of your body are, and the routine that you are in right now. If you take somebody who's never lifted before, somebody who's just starting on their fitness journey, and they do that, yeah, they're gonna see muscle gains. Like, I have no doubt. But also, you aren't targeting any one muscle group in that lift. So if your goal is to grow your glutes, you're not gonna be doing that specifically with that type of training. Like I said, I do think that somebody who doesn't like lift often or is just starting out, like they will see results from that. But like, I don't think like you would be a person that would see results from it based on like how far you are along in your fitness and lifting. So.
Yeah, and I was kind of talking to my mom about it too, and I was thinking like it would almost feel like if I switched to that routine, I would feel like I'm like regressing in a sense. But and I don't know, maybe that's just a mental thing where I would feel like I'm doing less, so I'm gonna see less progress. But I don't know. I'm not gonna test the theory though. I like my routine. I like where I'm at with things. But I just thought it was an interesting. I thought it was interesting. I've never heard that that's going to be the best way for most people to lift, but
I
yeah.
mean, for athletes who like they just need to be all around like fit, full body days normally work okay for them. Like,
Yeah.
I've had conversations with Sydney though, where she doesn't feel like full body days, like every single lift being a full body day, is going to be beneficial whatsoever. But yeah, I don't know. I've never really thought about it that much, but
Yeah, me either.
yeah.
'Cause I never ever do a full body day. Like all my lifts are like super routine, even within the lift. The like specific lifts and accessory lifts are this like it's like copy paste my workouts are. It varies sometimes when I get bored, but for the most part it's the same exact thing. So yeah, I never even considered really throwing in a full body just because I feel like that would just like I would be a muscle group would be fatigued for my next actual like split up lift. Interesting. Do you have a hot take?
Yeah, and mine's also from a podcast that I listened
I
to.
love this.
So I was listening to the Muscle Science for Women podcast, and they like, I forgot how they got on this topic because I was walking during it, so like half of me wasn't paying attention to what they were talking about. But the
I
thing
feel
that
that.
caught my mind was they were talking about how people say all the time, that, well, going to the gym is my therapy.
I don't
Like,
like that.
working out is my therapy. And they were like, no, you're like, therapy, going to therapy is
Is therapy.
therapy.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I feel in a satire way, people use the term gym therapy in a sense of, and I think I've even used it, in a sense of it is a coping, it is a form to cope with stress levels. It should not be the only coping system that you have. You need to, you that's that in a sense, just getting your stress out by working out, you're bottling it up even more and more. You need to have an outlet of actual communication. That is therapy. Therapy is therapy. The gym can be a way to relieve stress. Those are two different things, though.
And like they were talking, they were like, yes, the gym can be therapeutic,
Yeah,
but
for sure.
therapy and therapeutic are two different things. And like, obviously, I'm going to school right now to be a counselor, like to be a therapist. And like, I have even before been like, well, I go to the gym, like, because I have this and this and this going on. Like, yeah, that's great. I can go take my stress out. But like you said, if I don't have a way to talk about it, to like be mindful about things, like, it's not gonna do anything other than just suppress it farther down until
Yeah.
it's too much. So yeah, that was just kind of my hot take as I heard it on there, and I was like, yeah, like I agree with that.
Yeah.
And their like big thing is like everybody should go to therapy, which I agree with. I think every single person on this planet could benefit from going to therapy. Is that going to happen? No, obviously not. But the gym is not equal to going to a trained professional mental health therapist.
And I think though too, like I agree with you, Taylor. I think everyone could find some sort of benefit, and in some part of their life they will find a benefit through therapy. But I think the issue is, first of all, not everyone believes in therapy per se, which I think is really dumb, because it's not like a figment of imagination. Therapy isn't. But anyways, and I also think it comes down to a big financial issue as well. I, a few years ago, was in therapy, but it was such a financial toll on me that I was like, yeah, I gotta figure this out myself. Which probably at that time I needed it more than I thought I did. But I think if you have a good support group of people that are actually like solid and founded, or like grounded people, you're gonna be okay. Therapy is still good. If you have a way to communicate your feelings in a very healthy manner, that's really what you need if you can't, do therapy. Even if that means like getting it out in a journal sometimes, that's what people need to do. I don't know. But yeah, I agree with you. Gym does not equal therapy. Gym is gym, therapy is therapy.
That was my hot take.
No, that is a hot take, and I like it. So in the podcast, sorry, I didn't really catch, were they saying that gym is therapy, or were they saying therapy is therapy, gym is gym?
Yeah, they're saying therapy's therapy, gym is
Okay.
gym, and that it's kind of for a while there was like almost a trend in, oh, there goes my alarm, in the
Wake
health
up.
and like fitness world of people being like the gym is my therapy. And they're just talking about how that's wrong. That's like not a good way of thinking for your mental health. Yeah, and they're just saying that it was kind of something that like they've been actively trying to fight against in their world of influence in the fitness world. So yeah.
Yeah. And like it does go to say, like I think we'll touch on this later, but like I do see like my anxiety levels are a little bit more maintained when I am consistent in the gym, just because like I am releasing more stress than if I weren't, but it's still not, it's not the same. But yeah, so I guess this week we were gonna just do some Q&As. So me and Taylor both posted on our stories, just ask us anything about life, fitness, pretty much anything at all. No wrong questions unless they're disgusting. Coy. My little brother is just a little bit out of pocket in the questions. He always is. so we're not going to answer his questions. Let's see. Do you have a first one you want?
No, you start.
Okay. Water intake. What is my daily water intake? I don't have an exact number, but it does range between 120 to 150 ounces a day. What is that, a gallon? Isn't 116 ounces a gallon?
Hundred 28.
Okay, so about a
So
gallon.
yeah.
And I don't know. That's not a goal I try to hit every day. That's just is what happens because I have my little 30-ounce water bottle and I drink about four at work and then usually at least one after, especially if I'm working out. But yeah, that's my water intake. Do you want to touch on your water intake?
I mean, I kind of do the same thing. I have my circle,
Yeah.
and my circle's 40 ounce, and I normally drink about 4 to 5 of those a day. So, 120
Yeah.
to 160-ish, it depends on the day. Yeah, and like I don't have really a goal of it.
Yeah.
It's just like what my body wants. Like normally, I will drink 4 of them in a day because that's like how much water I'm like thirsty for.
Yeah. I know. I don't track my water. But if you know you're dehydrated and you know you don't get enough water intake, I would track water and just kind of set a realistic goal and try to hit that every day. Yeah. You want to
Sure. One of the questions that I got was, how do you think fitness and your physical activity play a role in managing anxiety? And what are some practical ways people can incorporate like mindfulness into their workouts?
That's a good one.
So definitely for me, like we've already kind of talked about, like working out, going on walks, that kind of stuff. It's just like a way for me to relieve stress. And it's also a way for me to just kind of forget about everything that's like happening. Because when I'm sitting there sweating during a workout that's killing me, I'm not thinking about the 10-page paper that I have to write for school. I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, can I do one more rep? Which it's a different kind of stress, but it's like a stress that is less mental and like less
It's a
mental in
physical.
like an anxiety way
Yeah.
and more mental in like a discipline way.
Toughness, yeah.
Yes, like yeah. So yeah, that's just, I know that when I don't work out, when I don't, I'm not moving my body, I am more anxious. I can feel my body wanting to move and do things. Like if I'm sitting at a desk all day or like I'm in meetings and stuff, like my legs will just be going. Like I'll be
Yeah.
like moving my hands, like trying to like draw on things. And that's just the anxiety wanting to leave my body.
Yeah.
Which
Your built up
I
energy.
then, yeah, I then can go do in a workout or on a walk or something. Yeah, so that's just kind of like how it's helped me with my anxiety.
No,
Hey,
that's
do you
fair.
have any?
Yeah, I was just gonna say like kind of the same thing. I work an office job and so I'm sitting down a lot and it can be a high stress position. So one thing that does help me is moving. So on my lunch breaks, I go walk a mile every day. And like that does help like kind of get my mind back in a like a study spot where I can just like kind of debrief and stuff. And the same thing if I'm like kind of off my workout grind, like I do find myself a lot more anxious of a person. What's it called when you focus on one thing? Hyperfixate on things badly. And like one thing that I will hyperfixate on when I'm not working out is not working out and how I need to work out. So, in a sense, like my mind fights me so much about like not working out that I'm like, okay, just go work out. Like, and yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of the same points as Taylor though. Like my body just needs that movement, and it does release some anxiety, some stress and stuff. And when I'm working out, like it's I enjoy it. Like I genuinely find a lot of joy in moving heavy shit. Like I don't know, to me it's really fun. It's not like oh, I have to go work out when I get home. It's like, oh my God, I get to work out when I get home. And some days obviously your body's not going to be in it. Today is not one of those days. I'm not in it today. My body's exhausted and I'm not working out. I want to work out, but I'm not. But yeah, I don't know. To me, it's fun.
And then kind of the second part of that question, like what are just some ways that you can be like mindful, like in your workouts? So just some things that like I kind of thought of was focusing on your breathing during lifts. Like it's just, I know for me, and Sydney Cummings says this in almost every single one of her workouts, and she goes, you are one breath away, one good breath away from a rep, from a good rep. So a lot of that is just making sure that you're consistently breathing, you're breathing deeply, and you're allowing your body and your muscles to get oxygen, and you're being intentional about that. Because I know a lot of times when like I'm in a really hard lift, I can forget to breathe. Like benching, I'll hold my breath, and like I literally have to remind myself and be like, Taylor, breathe. So that's just like a mindful thing, honestly, which like in your everyday life, like you're having like some anxiety, focus on your breathing, focus on where your breath is coming from. And then just like other two that I thought of was like moving with a purpose. So instead of going into your workout, rushing through all of your exercises, not really taking time to like get that mind muscle connection, a more like mindful way to do that is slowing down your movements, slowing down your reps, feeling the contraction of your muscles, then feeling the release of your muscles, and kind of just engaging fully with every single rep that you do and every single motion that you're doing in your workout. And I know a lot of the times, like, we are so focused on, I have to do 12 reps for 3 sets, and I'm doing it at this weight. And it's just kind of an automatic thing of 1, 2, 3, 4. But you're gonna get so much more out of it if you are moving purposely, and like if you're doing a hammer curl, you're feeling your bicep contracting, you're feeling it pulling up that dumbbell, and then you're feeling it release on the way down. So, yeah.
No, I agree.
And then the other thing was just actually ending your workout with a cool down. I know a lot of the times, like you get done with your workout and you're like, okay, I'm done, I'm leaving, I have other shit to do. And I found that if I end with a cool down, and if I actually take, like, even if it's 3 minutes to purposely stretch my body and allowing my breath to slow down and allowing my mind to come back to, like, this is what my body feels like. This is what I'm doing right now. And like actually appreciate the fact that while I was able to do that really hard lift just now, then I feel better, my mind feels better, and I can go on with my day and like feel more like I accomplished something instead of just rushing into the next thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think on your second point too, where you said like be mindful about your lift, the lift itself, the mind-muscle connection, which is very important. I think also when you said don't rush through things, like don't get sloppy with it. Make sure your form stays true. Make sure you still are getting that good range of motion, because that's where you can get, if your form is off, you're going to get injured, especially when you're doing your deadlift, your squatting, your bench, those big lifts with heavy weight, you're gonna get hurt if you're not focused and like really thinking about your form, which is also a form of mind muscle connection because you're really having to focus and think about it all. But yeah, and also your range of motion, get those full reps in. Yeah. Somebody asked, how is wedding planning going?
How is
It's
wedding
going.
planning going, Kay?
It's going. It's a lot. Planning the biggest party of my life, most expensive party of my life,
Yeah.
hopefully. Yeah, so it's going. We've got a lot of details nailed down. I was reminded the other day that I do not have almost a year left. I have about 6 months, and that made me panic hard. That was my lovely fiance who reminded me that. That sucked.
I got your invitation. It's really cute.
Yeah, also with that, I have some regrets. I should have really listen to the song I put on the invitation, listen through that word for word. Thought it was a cute little party song. I've heard it so many times. I picked Ride With Me. It's strictly about sex, and that was a big L on my part. Yeah. Grandma, don't
Just
listen
gonna
to it.
hope that nobody listens to the song and
I went to a
then.
family gathering Sunday night, and his mom was like, "Okay, we were just listening to Ride With Me as a joke." But like, grandma was there, and I was like, "That's fine. I made a mistake. Okay, I get it. It's, you know, it's not like only 200 people see it." Oh my God, Taylor. Anyway, that was
It's
tough. Move right on to the next one. Do you have another one?
Now ask another one.
Huh?
Ask another one.
Okay. What is our level of education? I know we've talked on yours, but do you want to just kind of go over that again?
Yeah. Also, I keep muting myself so that I can eat.
I know. That's a mood.
Literally, like, I got done with my workout. I came up here, like, put different clothes on, and I was like, okay, let's go. So I've slowly been eating my air-dried steak.
Ooh, that actually
It's
sounds
really
pretty
good.
good.
It's from Aldi, it has 32 grams of protein.
Per serving?
So this little bag, it's only 180 calories. It
Honest,
has
wait.
32 grams of protein.
Send me the link to that later because I'm
Okay.
getting some ASAP.
Yeah, so I have a Bachelor of Arts in medical biology, which is also like health sciences or pre-med. And then also another degree in psychology, a bachelor's. And then I have a minor in chemistry and a minor in Christian studies. All of that was supposed to be so that I go to medical school to be a psychiatrist. Obviously, I am not in medical school right now, but I am currently getting my master's in clinical mental health counseling. I am in my second year now, which is pretty exciting because I did a whole year, 27 credits, and I kept a 4.0 the whole time.
Hell
So
yeah, you did.
I was pretty happy about it. So right now I'm going towards becoming a licensed professional counselor in the state of Wisconsin. That's a long process. It's like I have to do practicum, internship, and then I have to do like 3,000 hours of supervised like client like interaction. So basically, when I get my degree, I won't be a licensed counselor yet. I'll be an in-training counselor in the state of
Wow.
Wisconsin, and then I have to do 2 more full years of counseling, but being supervised by somebody else before I can get my actual license.
So it's like 3,000 hours of supervised and then another 2 years.
So, no, the 3,000 hours is the 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So I have a practicum, and my practicum is when I'm still in school. And that's 100 hours that I have to do. And then I have 2 semesters of internship while I'm still in school. And between those 2 semesters, I have to get 700 hours. Then I graduate. Technically, I'll have my MA in counseling. So my Master's of Arts in counseling. And then I can apply for my in-training license in the state of Wisconsin. I have to complete 3,000 hours then. And then I can take all my testy tests and become certified, and then I can actually practice without somebody supervising me.
Wow,
So
that's exciting.
it's like a 5 year like process to become a counselor,
It's definitely a marathon.
which is why go to a professional counselor because they have the training for it.
Yeah, literally. Wow.
But yeah,
Yeah.
that's where I'm at right now.
That's crazy. My list is not as long. I have my high school diploma and I dropped out of community college. You heard it here first, folks. But I am looking in the future to s throw something else in there. So maybe some self-continued ed. But yeah, right now that's where we're sitting. And that's okay. Do you have another one or do you want me to read the other? Go? Okay. All right. This is my last question. Our origin stories. Why did we start our lifting or health journeys?
That's a
Do you
big
want to go?
one.
Yeah. Best for last, right?
So kind of all throughout like my childhood, I played softball. I also like dabbled in basketball and volleyball. Wasn't my thing. But yeah, I played softball. I started pitching when I was 9, and just kind of fell in love with it. And I continued doing it all the way to college where I played. And with softball and having big dreams to go play in college and to go win state in high school and that type of stuff came along, making sure that like I was strong, making sure that I had the ability to pitch a whole game without getting tired. So yeah, I kind of started lifting in high school. It wasn't really like something that I consistently did. It was more something that was like alongside of my softball training. And I like learned how to do different lifts. Learned like what type of lifts were like best for my shoulder versus like best for like other types of positions on the softball field. So a lot of my time that I spent in the gym was very specific to being a softball pitcher. A lot of it was making sure that like I could explode through my legs, making sure that my muscles in my shoulders and in my arms were strong, making sure that my core was strong. And that just went alongside with pitching 3 to 4 times a week, literally all year long, all year round. That's a sentence. So yeah, I got into college to go pitch. And I ended up tearing my rotator cuff in my pitching shoulder, which was a whole thing in itself. My doctor told me that I was the youngest person with that injury that he ever operated on. So I was still 18 when we found out that I had torn almost all the way through my muscle. And my doctor believed that I had been pitching with it for a year and a half. So I had pitched almost 2 full softball seasons with a tear in my muscle on my pitching shoulder, which is one of the main muscles that I used when I would pitch. So he said, I think it was 0.05% of people my age in the entire world have a tear in their muscle at like where mine was at my age, which was kind of crazy.
That's kind of a flex, though, really.
Yeah, like I tore my muscle at this age. What did you do with your life?
The
So I had surgery for that. It was a long recovery. Basically, it was like comparable to an ACL
man?
surgery, repair, and then recovery. So it was about a year. Throughout that whole recovery, I basically had to learn how to reuse my arm. I had to build back all the muscle that I lost. I couldn't lift more than a coffee cup for about 6 months. So thinking about that, I was pitching 3 to 4 times a week, for my entire life to going to not being able to lift more than 3 pounds with my arm for 6 months. I wasn't really allowed to work out that entire time. I was allowed to walk with my arm held up next to me. I couldn't swing it back and forth. I was allowed to bike with my arm pretty much on my lap, but I wasn't really able to do anything else while that muscle was in the process of healing, because if I did too much, there was a possibility that my stitches that were pulling it back together could pop out and the muscle would still be torn and I would have went through that whole surgery for absolutely no reason. So yeah, coming back from that was really, really hard. My sophomore year of college, I came back, I started pitching. Things felt good. It was hard though to go from not being able to really do anything to, oh, all of a sudden you are back on a college softball team where you are lifting, you are running, you are pitching, you are like basically you're back in a lifestyle that you hadn't done for a whole year. And then COVID happened and we got sent home. And throughout COVID, I tried to continue pitching and stuff, and I realized that my shoulder just did not heal the way that it should have. I would pitch and my entire hand would go numb, like in between pitches, and like I would lose control of the ball. And that's when I decided that I needed to be done because I didn't want to have a second shoulder surgery before I was 21.
Okay.
All of that saying that, where I am now, consistently lifting, consistently making sure that I'm taking care of my body, it's been a process. After I was kind of done with softball, I probably took 2 years off from lifting, like working out consistently, because I just didn't really know what to do with my life. I like went so many years of my identity being a softball player, and so many years of everybody knowing that I was a pitcher, to now I was just a regular person that had absolutely, like, I just didn't know who I was, basically. So yeah, I didn't really do anything for my junior and senior year of college. Graduated, moved in with Sid. And me and Sid together were kind of trying to figure out how to be retired athletes, and move our bodies purposely. Kind of figured that out, came home, and then I kind of just didn't like how I felt. I was like, I am tired all the time. I don't feel strong. And that's when I decided that I had to get my shit together. So it's been about a year since I have been like lifting 5 to 6 days consistently, like going on walks, making sure that I'm eating mindfully and eating well. Yeah. And so I think I started last October with my cousins going and working out at our rec center, like gym here. And we've been doing that since then. And now
Love
I'm here on a podcast with Kay.
that. Which you're so happy about, right?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Mine kind of starts similar, just with like high school sports and stuff. I played basketball in high school and I really enjoyed it. Loved the sport. I was playing a position that my body was too small to be in. So I wanted to get stronger for that. And I did by lifting and stuff. We had a little home gym at my parents' house in high school. My brother kind of showed me the ropes, showed me how to figure out different lifts and stuff, and then I kind of took it and ran with it. I was not very consistent back in high school though. And then of course when the season started, I was told to stop lifting altogether because it was, I don't even want to get into it. There wasn't a lot of logic behind that decision. And so I kind of fell off and never really got back into it. I would lift on and off for a few months here and there. But every time the season came around, I would just stop lifting completely. But yeah, so after I graduated high school, I wasn't ready to give up like activity and stuff, and I knew I enjoyed lifting because I did it here and there in high school. And so I kind of stuck with that. Then I did fall off for about a year and a half. It was probably when I was like late 18 and 19, I kind of stopped. I went through something that was a little bit tough mentally, and I during that year and a half, I really kind of I stopped taking care of myself for sure. I was eating out a lot. I knew my eating habits were shit. And I knew my just m movement was shit. So once I got out of this situation that I was in, I was like, okay, it's time to clean up your act. We're gonna get on our shit again. I started, like Taylor said, eating a little bit more mindfully. I just recently started really cleaning up my diet, and I like within the last month feel like a shit ton better, and I wish I had started way sooner. But the more you know, right? But then yeah, I started lifting really consistently. When I was around 20, fell off for a few months, like twice, but got back into it. I've been lifting again for about a year and a half to 2 years consistently. And it's just kind of like something I can't see myself not doing. Yeah, definitely to start, I did it because I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel good about how I looked, how I felt. And I know there's so much more to it than looks, obviously. But that was my mindset at the time, and now I am just I'm lifting for my to I my body is what I'm in for the rest of my life, and I want it to be a healthy one and an active one and one that can do all the things. If somebody wants to go play some pickleball, I want to be able to go play some pickleball. If somebody wants to go on a like short run, oh my God, a bug just flew by me. I want to be able to go on a short run with them, you know. I want my body to be able to do the things that I want to do. And I want to like increase my longevity and be able to like, for example, like my mom, I want to be able to, if I wanted to go run a marathon when I am, I'm not going to say her age, but when I am that age, I want to be able to do that if I want to. I probably will never want to do that though, so can't really relate. But I want to be able to lift heavy shit when I'm her age, for example, you know? I'm kind of, yeah, the reason why I'm not why I started, but why I am continuing is for longevity, for my a healthy lifestyle, to be able to raise my kids in a healthy lifestyle and be a role model to them as well. But and honestly, like I said earlier, I just genuinely really really enjoy it. I get that lifting and well, not necessarily lifting, but movement. Whether that's like walking, running, lifting, Pilates, yoga, whatever it may be for you, it should absolutely be a part of your life. Like that is kind of a non-negotiable. It should be a part of your life. But I'm lucky enough to be able to say it's also a hobby for me. I genuinely enjoy it. I can't see myself not doing it now. Another thing that's keeping me going too is I'm s too stubborn to give up all the work I've gained and all the stuff I've worked towards already. Starting from ground zero sounds like hell to me, and I don't want to ever put myself in the position to have to do that. But yeah, that's kind of why I started, why I'm continuing, and why I'm gonna keep going. But yeah, you said you don't
Yeah.
have any other questions? I
No,
don't
not
either.
really.
But yeah, in case you missed it in the beginning of the episode, Kayla's a brand ambassador. Drop your code and the website one more time.
The website is Stay Another Day. It's a mental health awareness website, which I love. And yeah, my code is TAYY11, so TAY11.
Love it. We love it. Well, congrats on that, honestly. That's super fun and exciting. Are you going to be posting about it?
Yes, once I get my stuff for it.
Makes sense. That's super awesome. I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to add, or should we call it?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, as always, thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate the support, and we hope you come back next week. All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.